On the next Transformed.
Lord gives us what we don't deserve when we surrender and say, Lord, this is where I am. Take me.
Justin and Julie share how God protected their faith and their marriage when faced with the possibility of Justin spending time behind bars. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. The world faced a health crisis in 2020 that was unseen in our lifetime. COVID-19 killed millions, isolated many more from friends and family, and left us unsure about what to expect next. Coming up, Pastor Chris Holland talks about a deadly virus that we can never cure on our own. Julie Rittenhouse dreamed of glossy magazine covers and high fashion photo shoots as a model. Her goal was almost a reality until God placed another desire in her heart.
I was pursuing my lifelong dream of modeling at the time. And at that same time in my life, I ended up meeting my husband, which is now my husband of 21 years, but we met and we met within 3 days, and then within those 3 days we were praying, we were talking, and we decided that we needed to pray and give our heart to the Lord, and if we didn't do that, that it wouldn't work out. We knew that we needed to put God first, and so we prayed. At the end of the prayer, my husband said, look at me, and I was crying because it was a very repentive prayer, very, very heartfelt prayer. And the Lord had put it on my heart and my husband's heart that we were to be married. And so he asked me right then and there, and I said yes. I knew that was what God wanted. And it was a journey from there. So we started going to Net 99 series, and just every night I was convicted of new Bible truths and just turning my heart over to the Lord completely.
So that's quite a journey from being an aspiring model to saying, well, Jesus needs to be first rather than my career. How did your commitment to say, Jesus, I do want you to be not only Lord of my life, but the center of our marriage. How did that affect your attitude about a modeling career?
Yes. At the same time that I was pursuing the modeling career, God kind of brought me to a crossroads. It was going through those series at the same time. And the Lord was just really bringing it to where it was like, I needed to make that decision. Who am I going to follow? Am I going to follow my way or the Lord's way? And, you know, it was Satan bringing everything on a platter at the same time, knowing that he was losing his grip on me. And it was a very intense time. I remember the night that there was a study about idols, and God was convicting me that my modeling career, my portfolio, all of that was an idol in my life, was something that I was holding above the Lord. And he was asking me to let that go and if he could take that. And I said yes. And so that night I tore up and burned my portfolio. I said, this needs to go. I need to put the Lord first. And that night I felt like shackles were broken off of me. And the next morning I woke up to a phone call that I had made it, that I got my big career. Here's the contract. I was going to go to Barcelona, Spain. And, it was everything I had been waiting for, but I knew that was not what God wanted. He had promised me so much more, that he was going to fulfill me more than what the world could.
After the break, we'll hear that there were actually some challenges that you'd face after that time. The good news is that God's in the transforming business, isn't he? And he continues to work with us on that journey. After the break, we'll be hearing from Julie's husband, Justin, who also was on a journey of transformation. Before the break, I was talking with Julie Rittenhouse about God's call on her life. She realized that her modeling career was keeping her away from truly following God. At the same time, Justin Rittenhouse, now Julie's husband, was also going through a transformation before meeting her. Listen as he picks up the story.
Well, just prior to meeting Julie, I actually just got out of prison. I desired to do what God wanted me to do because the Lord worked on me in prison, but I went through a program, a boot camp program, to try to get out early. And there was two times that I tried to read the Bible in there during your personal time, which you get very rare. And both times I got in trouble. So it was really hard to get my foundation on where I wanted to go. And when I got out, I desired to do what God wanted me to do, but I was very weak. And I still didn't cut off some of the things in my life up until the time where I met Julie. And when we met, the Lord worked on my heart and her heart. And it was, we prayed and repented where we were. I always had a calling on my heart for ministry. And I was like, okay, model, youth minister, they didn't really kind of gel together. And she shared with me that the Lord put on her heart to serve others and do ministry, but it kind of faded out with the high school scene. And we ended up praying and asking God into our hearts, and we just repented. And right after we got done praying, I knew, she knew. I asked her, I said, look at me. She's like, oh, no, not now. You're crying. It's not running down. It's not exactly how you envisioned somebody to ask you to marry him. But I asked her to marry me, and she said yes. And that was the beginning of a journey that the Lord brought her and I through.
Yeah, and that was 21 years ago and or more. And yeah. You've been blessed with 9 children. You've been on quite an amazing journey. But Justin, something happened to you physically that caused a real challenge, not only in your life, but also in your marriage. Talk to us about that.
I was in the construction business. That's what I did for a living. And as I was doing that, I started to have an autoimmune, arthritic autoimmune disease. And I went from, 215 pounds of being in shape and healthy to 175 pounds. I just shriveled up. I lost, almost 45 pounds. And my knees had to get tapped and drained. I had a very difficult time. I wasn't able to walk. I had to take a handful of pills in the morning, wait 45 minutes. I still wasn't able to stand. I had to pull my legs along so I could kind of loosen them up to stand up. And then I kind of hobbled to work that way. Wow. Well, through that process, the gentleman that I was with, I ended up, he used some of the drugs that I was on, and I ended up selling those. And then it just kind of escalated from there.
So it really became a very challenging time, not only physically, but you ended up compromising your convictions. And what did that lead to?
Yeah, I ended up selling to an undercover agent twice. And I remember when I got arrested, it really felt like the Jonah experience. It was less about, the police and cops. The Lord, prior to that, the night before, he actually sent me a pastor out of the blue, which we haven't seen in, 8-9 months, knocking on my door. He said, I was on my home from a board meeting, and God told me to turn quick and come see you guys. Mm. And he said, God wants you to abide with him. Wow. And it just shows how dark sin is and how it just puts a cloud over your eyes, because somebody from the outside would see this and say, hey, wake up. What are you doing? But when you cloud your vision so much, I didn't even see it. Mm. And the Lord was trying to prevent me from doing what I ended up doing, which was selling to the undercover officer. He wanted me to quit and repent and abide with him. And so when I, ended up selling to the undercover officer and got arrested, I remember walking out and I was thinking, okay, not only did I mess my life up, but now my wife and my daughter, Ariana, we've been married 4 years at this time. And, our life was broken and ruined. I had a $50,000 bond. I went into jail thinking I'd get at least 5 years because I'd already been to jail and prison prior. So I was thinking I'd get at least 5 years. And 5.5 days later, the Lord, I just started repenting in there. And 5.5 days later, I'm out on the street on a $1,000 bond. And I said, there is no way why I should be here besides God's grace and mercy and restoration in my life.
Amen. And after the break, we're going to bring Julie back in because God obviously brought your marriage even stronger through this challenging time. Wasn't easy. And here you are now serving the Lord with a beautiful family. It's an amazing story of Julie and Justin. We'll hear more on Transform. Your letters to Hope Channel are important to us for several reasons. Number one, they provide encouragement to our team about the programming that's being created. Number two, your letters encourage other Hope Channel viewers. Number three, you share how God is changing your life. And that's always good news. Here are just a few letters we've received recently. Christopher writes and says, I'm writing to you from Slave Lake, Alberta, Canada, but originally from New Jersey. I really enjoy your programs. Keep up the good work. Here's a note from Barbara in South Africa. We really enjoy your Bible study every week. We've been watching for a couple of years. A blessing to each one of you. Let's praise one of our most precious programs on Hope Channel. Here's a note from a Let's Pray participant. God bless you and your program. I love watching Let's Pray. It's so uplifting to pray with you and to hear answered prayers. And Inverse, that great interactive young adult Bible study, Jennifer writes and says, amazing blessing, very eye-opening, blessings to all of you. We're so glad that you share your testimony with us. Just go to hopetv.org/transform to share your testimony with us. That's hopetv.org/transformed. We look forward to hearing your story. Now here's Pastor Chris Holland with the details of a deadly virus that devastates lives.
2020 was a year of unprecedented events happening all around the world. These unprecedented events caused millions of deaths, all related to the COVID-19 pandemic. It has left many people asking the question, what in the world is going on? Governments around the world frantically tried to mediate the effects of this virus through a variety of plans. The warnings and the approach have been very simple. Wash your hands often, wear a mask, keep your distance, stay home if you're sick, clean and disinfect often, and now, with a vaccine available, many are being inoculated against this virus. And now, while there are a variety of opinions and thoughts on this subject, I won't be adding my voice. But I do want to wonder aloud how this virus has transformed our society in rapid fashion. Wearing a mask, social distancing, copious amounts of hand sanitizer, and the regular use of zinc, just to name a few things. All this change from a little virus that cannot be seen, cannot be heard, but most certainly felt. My friends, my concern is that there is another virus that is lurking. It too cannot be seen or heard, but its effects are seen all around the world. That virus that I'm speaking of is the virus of sin. According to 1 John 3:4, the Bible says, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. In another version, it says that sin is the breaking or transgressing of God's law. The problem is the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have broken that law. But there is an inoculation against the virus of sin. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as we take this vaccine against sin, the Bible promises a wonderful journey of transformation. 1 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. God desires to transform you, friend. He desires to transform me, that we would have a character fit for heaven. Do you desire that transformation today? Let's pray and ask Him to inoculate us from the virus of sin. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have the solution, the vaccine for sin. That vaccine came in the form of your Son, Jesus. And today, Lord, we confess our sins. And now in faith, we believe that you are just and faithful to forgive us and cleanse us. May we experience all of that, Lord, and be transformed into your likeness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will be your strength and help you each time with my righteous hand. I promise I'll hold you always up.
For I am the Lord, who upholds your right hand, defends unto you. Don't be afraid, I will be your
afraid.
Julie and Justin Rittenhouse, a couple committed to Jesus, have shared their personal testimonies before meeting each other. Now they join me to talk about their ministry together and how God sustained their young family through difficult times. Julie picks up the story after Justin is facing jail time for selling prescription drugs to an undercover officer.
It had started to unravel before that time period, you know, with the use of the drugs and then getting into, you know, illegal drugs and other things. It really started to deteriorate our faith. And unfortunately, we both were wavering and really struggling at that time. And then all of that hit. And yes, it was just overwhelming. You know, I did not know what I was going to do. I had everyone around me telling me to leave and, you know, move on. But that wasn't what I felt God wanted. When he promised everything before, it was still, his promises stand. You know, he still wanted to heal and do so much more. And I knew that at the time, but I didn't know how it was going to be possible. I didn't know what we were facing. I didn't know how long it was going to take or what was going to happen. But it really was a time where we ended up having to reevaluate our lives and our spiritual lives and recommit to the Lord and, you know, start over with God. Say, okay, Lord, now we made a mess of things. Can you fix it? And of course, he's got the power to do that. So.
Kind of reminds me of the promise, you know, where it says that God can work all things for good to those who love him. What word, Julie, did Jesus bring to you during this time that gave you the courage to say, even though people are saying, you know, just walk away, no, I'm going to stay and give God permission to heal our lives, heal our marriage. What did you hear from the Lord during that time?
Well, you know, the Lord was just working in my heart where he promised that he was going to do a good work in our lives and he was not going to let me go. He wasn't going to leave me alone, even if he was gone away from us for maybe years, that the Lord was going to hold us and that he was going to carry us through. You know, he just promised that he would never leave me, never forsake me. And I just had to cling to his promises through it and lots of prayer and surround myself with church family that cared and were there to lift us up and encourage us as well.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Justin, you could have been in prison for a long time. I understand you got a short sentence in county jail and then probation. How did that experience impact your life? And as you look back now, what lessons do you feel God's taught you through that experience?
I think the pinnacle for me was God confronted me and said, you know, trying to separate me from everybody else. And he says, what are you going to do if Julie decides to remarry and move on? What are you going to do? And for me, I was like, what do you mean? He says, I brought them into your life for you to love them. I don't care what they do or anybody else does. Are you going to follow me regardless of anybody else? And for me, when I finally surrendered and say, Lord, that thought was even too much for me to take into my brain, but I lifted my hand up. I said, Lord, all to you I surrender. You bring them into my life, you bring them, you take them out of life, my life, you take them, but either way, I'm going to seek your face. And for me, at that point, shackles were broke. And from that point forward, it doesn't matter what my wife does, my kids do, my parents do, or anybody on this earth does. I'm rough, but the Lord loves me. He started a good work, and he will finish it. And I held on to that, and he just started performing amazing miracles day in and day out, moment by moment, and continues to do that. And here I am looking back like, wow, Lord, that was 17 years ago. And he's still doing it today. And I'm just so thankful and so grateful for him never stopping, never quitting.
And you've been sharing your experience with your children, because after Ariana, you had 8 more. So you've got a beautiful family and you want them to know Jesus personally too. And Julie, I understand something special happened in your family just recently that brought a lot of joy to your hearts.
Yes. Yeah. We just had another baptism in the family.
So, amen. Yeah.
And we have more asking to be baptized. So we're working on more studies. So exciting.
Well, I'm sure they've heard your testimony, at least part of it. And they realize that it's a journey that you're
right.
on. Transformation typically isn't just a snap of the fingers, is it? It's a journey. And I know we're praying for that for our children as well. Julie, there's someone watching today thinking, I'm in a tough marriage situation and I feel like bailing. What word of encouragement would you bring to that viewer?
You know, there's seasons in life, and we have to be faithful and hold on to the promises and hold on to the promise of marriage that, and the commitment that we've made, knowing that the Lord's going to see us through. He's going to give us the strength even when we feel like we don't have it. He's going to show us ways to work through situations or communication or whatever it may be that are the struggles. You know, he's got infinite wealth of wisdom and abilities to be able to help provide. So I just know that, you know, the Lord has helped us through so many different struggles and really dark times. And there's new light, a new day, you know, he can always help see you through it. And he wants to, if we let him, if we trust him enough to do it.
That's beautiful. And Justin, I got to give you the last word here, because there's got to be a young man watching saying, I've made so many mistakes. I mean, I deserve to be lost after all of the things I've done. What word of hope would you bring to that viewer today?
I wouldn't argue with that statement. There's a lot of things that we don't deserve, but the Lord gives us what we don't deserve when we surrender and say, Lord, this is where I am. Take me. When we do that, He will change us. He will transform us. He will remake us. And that's what I hold on to. Don't argue. Yeah, we're not worth it. But He is worthy. And He has taken our penalty and given us new hope.
Justin is right. We can never be worthy of God's love. We're all sinful human beings. But God loves us enough to send His own Son, Jesus, who's willing to take our place when sin demanded death. Please don't throw away this amazing gift of love and life, a second or third or fourth chance. You are too valuable to God. My friends, remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. It's a promise. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.